These cowboys born out of their time.
Indeed, that was Gretchen Peters with Tom Russell joining in there, and boy, what a wonderful track. And I'm telling you what, it was a lot better than you guys could ever imagine out there, because not only is that a wonderful piece, but I had the honor of the Houston Jones Band playing along behind it here in the studio, and for me, that was very, very sweet.
Wesley.
Kind of makes me think, to digress for a second, right a month ago today, I had Icy Hawks in L.A. in the studio.
How fun was that?
That was just awesome, and as they were coming in, settling in the studio like you were, I was playing one of their songs, actually the title song, Icy Hawks in L.A., and they came in and just all as they were coming in started harmonizing along with themselves. And then after that track played, before they actually we went to them officially live, I was playing an instrumental version of Graham Parsons' Grievous Angel. And they is an instrumental version, and they all started singing the lyrics to that and harmonizing that. Man, and then you guys doing this, I love this job. Let's go ahead and make it official. Let's welcome back to the studio of KVMR and the airwaves, Houston Jones Band.
Hi, Wesley.
Yowza. Let's see, one thing I need to do is take care of some business and thank my underwriter for the 2 to 3 o'clock hour, and that'd be Dave's Cave at New Faith Community Church in Auburn, presenting acoustic blues artist Dana Hubbard. That'll be Friday, March 12th, next Friday. Doors open at 7:30 for ticket sales. Dave's Cave in the Pamela School of Dance Building, 540 Wall Street, Auburn. Information at 530-878-2488. Certainly hope to get some Dana Hubbard out there before things wind up today, but it's going to be a tough thing to squeeze in because got a couple of bands. Of course, Houston Jones right now. Moon Alice will be coming in. I'm getting that, but man, that should be more, huh?
That's okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. And Moon Alice will be coming in probably about the 3 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. But right now, again, it's a real treat having you guys back. And, of course, you're in town here because you're playing a gig tonight.
In Auburn, yes, at the Auburn Performing Arts Center, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a Performing Arts Center. People basically know what it is, the State Theater.
The State Theater,
because that's what it's been forever, but now they're doing a big effort to get some money and restore the place, and this is one of those events tonight with you guys.
Man, we're there.
Oh, I'm telling you, it should be big fun.
It will be big fun.
So how you guys doing?
Good, Wesley. Haven't seen you in a while.
It has been a while. Well, I haven't been getting my Houston Jones fix.
Yeah, it's been since Strawberry. We've been everywhere else except up here.
I bet. Where have you guys been?
Everywhere.
Been everywhere.
Antarctica. If you looked on our website, we had a gig in Antarctica.
Oh, did you
about
really?
A month and a half ago, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I swear I'm not lying about this. I'm not saying we played it. We had a gig there, and it was listed on our schedule. We didn't quite make it to Antarctica. But no, we're heading out to the East Coast here in about a month, and we got some stuff planned for the Midwest and the Northwest, and so we're all over the darn place.
As always, staying busy.
Yeah, staying busy. And you've got a schedule somewhere.
Yeah, I do. I actually did just find this thing here. And
Look what's coming up next week.
Oh, that's the one of the Carson Valley Arts Council Court Series,
with?
And that's in Minden, Nevada, with a very special guest, Joe Bob Craven.
Joe Bob.
Well, he's been doing, I heard the couple of gigs you guys were doing at the theater in Woodland that he
Woodland
joined
Opera
you for
House.
Some of those.
Yeah, he plays with us a lot.
He played with them at the Mill Pond Festival last year, and we played with them as often as we can because he is the ascended master of
all things stringed.
And he's very popular, too.
Yes,
yeah, well, there's that. But
whenever Alison Brown will let him go, we have him.
Yeah, see, I do see that then you'll be working your way over to New York. You'll be there by April 8th at the Helsinki Hudson.
That's right.
So,
New York, Massachusetts. Where else? Connecticut.
Gosh. The toll booth state.
Yeah. And then down to San Diego. So, no rest for the wicked.
McCabe's in Santa Monica.
McCabe's outstanding.
Yeah,
great legendary venue.
It's interesting when we play in San Diego, that'll be a first for me. The band that's opening up for us has my son playing guitar.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your son's helped out with some of your guys' stuff, right?
Yep.
This last album, he played mandolin on the first cut on the album.
Travis, why don't you take the lead and introduce everybody? Most of our listeners are quite familiar with you, but for the uninitiated, those three of those that are out there, why don't you
Let's see. On my right-hand side and the listening audience's left-hand side, on the accordion today, normally on Hammond organ and keyboards and accordion and vocals, is Mr. Henry Salvia.
Yes.
And then on his left, my right, sort of in the middle of your listening spectrum, on lead guitar, electric and acoustic, but today just acoustic, Mr. Glenn Houston.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. And over the corner, he's got his socks on, but not his shoes, and we're really sad about that. On the drums and on everything percussion, Mr. Peter Tucker.
Peter! Peter's been behaving himself. God, what's
well,
up
with
that?
No, he's been behaving himself today.
Ah, okay.
But don't ever say he behaves himself. We've stopped giving him a microphone, you noticed.
Uh-huh.
We don't do it in live performance.
I don't need no stinky microphone.
There you go.
And on the other side of Peter Tucker, on the bass and often on cello and guitar and on background vocals, Mr. Chris Key.
Chris. Oh, hey, guys, let's jump into something. What do you say?
Let's try Let's do something from the brand new album. The very first song on the brand new thing called Stillwaters. One, two, three.
On our journey here below, it's a hard road we travel with trials and tribulations, selfishness and greed. If we hold the prize before us when our lives become unraveled, we'll find a glory fountain to supply our every need. Lead me beside still waters when the storm cloud rolls, let the angels sing. Show me the love that this life has to offer, and shelter me underneath your wings. By the river, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more pain. With no more tears to blind us, we will look upon the Savior. We'll walk hand in hand with our love once again. Lead me beside still waters when the storm clouds roll, let the angels sing. Show has to offer, and shelter me underneath your wings. Lead me beside still waters when the storm clouds roll, let the angels sing. Show me the love that this life has to offer, and shelter me underneath.
Well, man, Stillwaters, and of course that is the opening track from your still relatively new CD. And I was telling Chris earlier how, God, just his songwriting just seems to keep coming through just better and better all the time. Same thing with yours. Both of you guys are just consistently coming out with some great material now. I just got to applaud you for that.
Thanks, Wesley.
Well, let's see. What else you guys want to do? Should we jump into something else? What did you think? Did you need more guitar and I gave you some more? Was that working okay, Glenn?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I would look at that chord, Glenn, make sure I don't get in your way on top of you. Yeah. Here's the title cut, thing called Jericho Road. Nice little acoustic blues thing. One, a two, a one, two.
Well, you fall down on your knees when they call your name. Well, you fall down on your knees. Raise your fist up in the morning. By night they hang you from a tree.
And that'd be one of those Chris Key songs.
That would be one of Chris Key songs.
Boy, some really good stuff. Man, I'm telling you, Kim Rogers is in here too, and of
hey,
course,
Kim?
We just, she gets some live stuff, some great stuff on her show, which is actually called Good Stuff Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4. And it's just the luckiest place to be is sitting in here when you have some great music going on right in front of your eyes. It doesn't get any sweeter. Boy, Henry, awesome. You know,
yeah.
Just love that sounded really good. And, of course, always the guitar master over here, Glenn. I just love your picking.
Hey, you know, Glenn actually won an award last year. He was actually the Northern California Bluegrass Association's Guitar Player of the Year.
Yeah. Well, he would have got my vote if I was voting.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, some good stuff.
They don't let you vote, Wesley? You're not?
No. But I tell you what I am is a big fan of your guys and just been loving your stuff for a long time. And actually, it's been an honor. It seems like I've got to know you early on out at Strawberry.
That's
from
right.
Right out of the gate there.
That's right.
And you guys have come a long way since then.
Yeah, Strawberry was our first big festival. Yeah, we've been playing big festivals since then. We're going to Kansas, for heaven's sakes, this year. It's going to be in September. We're going to be at the Walnut Valley Festival, which is, I guess, some big festival, 4-day event, 10,000 people a day or something. I don't know.
Nice.
Winfield, Kansas. You ever heard of it?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it's a big old festival.
Well, I'll tell you what, with all the amazing festivals out there these days, it's hard to keep track of them. Our annual schedule was beginning with Strawberry and end with Strawberry.
Right.
Now they throw all these other things in between. They're hardly strictly bluegrass. KV Mars got a Celtic festival the American River Music Festival. Good God. They don't give us any breaks anymore.
The Walnut Valley Festival is the home of the National Flat Picking Championship and fiddle, et cetera. Several instrument championships are there.
Oh, very nice. So let's see. Travis, I don't know how much time we're going to be able to throw out this, but man, I have loved telling the story through the years. The Georgetown one, you guys played the benefit for, I think, K-Folk at IOOF Hall there.
Oh my gosh.
And afterwards, you guys went down to the local watering hole while we were setting up a little after-hours party, and they had karaoke night going on. I tell you, I just love this.
Oh, no. Why do you have to mention that? I have, you know, I had this part of my brain segmented off that I had forgotten the bad stuff. No, tell me
that
again.
Wasn't bad stuff. That wasn't bad stuff. It was awesome.
Which song
I wasn't
I do?
There. I wasn't there because I was going and setting up the party and everything. And I just heard this wonderful story of it when you got down there. And I don't know how it started, but someone, they were trying to coach you into singing karaoke. And of course, you were playing bashful, like, I don't sing. I'd be embarrassed and whatnot. And then, so they kept pushing and nudging you along. And so then you go up there and just rip a song. Just rip a song. And all the people who were in there hadn't been over to the show that night. And so they thought, God, we just discovered the next American Idol right here in Georgetown.
I do remember that. It was fun. But it was embarrassing, too, you know, doing karaoke after doing a real show. So.
Well, I don't know. For the people who were there, they're probably still talking about it. I said, God, man, we should have got that guy's info. We could be somewhere with him now.
Yeah, right. And thank you, Wesley.
What did you sing, Travis? I'm curious now.
Well, I think I sang My Maria. Remember that song, My Maria?
Not Mamma Mia.
Not Mamma Mia, no, was no Abba stuff. It was My Maria,
B.J. Stevenson,
and done later on by Brooks and Dunn. Yeah, so
man, oh,
we
man.
Have a little bit, Henry.
B.W. Stevenson,
a little bit
down by the ocean, right?
Right.
So you got to do that.
Yeah.
Man, this is some serious knowledge going on here. Oh, I'm pretty impressed.
Ask Henry and Glenn anything; they usually have the answer to it. So.
Yeah, well, those musicologists, those junkies.
I know.
Well, let's see. I got Houston Jones Band in the studio here, and again, they're playing in Auburn this evening at the State Theater in Auburn, and I think the show starts at 7:30.
I believe so. You probably have that in front of you there. What time? Maybe you don't have it there. Is it 7:30 or 8
o'clock? Yeah, 7:30. Concert begins at 7:30, but the doors open at 5:45 for wine, beer, coffee.
Yeah, excellent. I think there may be tickets left. It was going pretty quickly, but people should call. They got the number there if they want to give a phone call, and tickets are still available at the door, I believe.
I don't know how good an idea of having a wine reception before the gig is.
I did come up with a phone number here. Let me throw that up there to check that out. Call 530-885-0156. Let's hear another one. What are you going to do for us?
This is a tune we're going to throw it around here. We got a song that I wrote first. That was Chris Key's song. This is a Glenn Houston and Henry Salvia tune, a thing called Ornithopathy.
Oh, this is great. Right.
Oh, you want to do the intro? Okay.
Yes, please.
All right. 4:13
Yeah. And again, that was a song collaboration with both Glenn and Henry. How'd that unfold? Did someone have the original, some thoughts and whatnot? And
I wrote the main theme, and then Henry contributed most of the bridge, and I added the Broadway intro to it, which is why it took the name Ornithopathy, because that was supposed to be a tribute to Charlie Parker, but a Broadway intro made it pretty sick. So, therefore, bird sickness.
Well, it's a very nice piece, and certainly shows off your guys' instrumental capabilities there. Good job. Well, let's see. I could probably get one more song here. Are you going to be doing any new things at all tonight? You got some new stuff?
We're not going to give it away right now, but we're going to do some stuff. Even though we've just finished another album, we're thinking about already going back in the studio and doing number 6.
Great.
So we'll be doing some songs that are getting ready for that album, some brand new stuff.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Get the same idea with the same players. You guys maybe taking the lead with most the lyrics and everything, and then these guys can maybe throw in some more instrumental stuff?
The skill players over there, yes. Yes, Glenn's got another instrumental on tap. Chris Key's already written 2 or 3 songs for the next album. There were some songs that didn't make it on Jericho Road that are recorded that we're going to actually consider to be put on the album as well. So we're pretty far along already.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
So we'll be including that stuff tonight.
Well, again, it's been a real treat. Got Houston Jones Band live in KV Mar Studios here.
Do you want more for you, Ken?
Yeah, I would sure hope so.
Moonshine.
I'm going to throw my mic on. God, you guys. Well, you know, those last couple of songs definitely show why they call you guys High Octane Americana. Man, very nice.
Thanks.
Very nice. You know, if you guys are up to it, I haven't seen Moon Alice rolling in here yet. I'd like to squeeze one more song out of you while I got you rolling.
Would
you? Can you give me something else? Come on.
Well, keep talking, Wesley. Say something nice about us while we're thinking about what the heck.
Oh, that shouldn't be too hard, because definitely I'm a believer in these guys. Too much fun. And again, they will be playing down at Auburn this evening at the State Theater in Auburn. Benefit down there for a good cause, restoring that legendary old building. And I think tonight you'll have some big fun doing that. And, of course, Henry will be out there in full force, right, with all your other toys?
Yeah, lots of
lots of toys, yeah.
Well,
so, Henry, what do you think about that? I mean, Kim just gave you an idea. You want to try that? Is that
sure?
Kind of
I mean, Dad, Peter, can you back me up a little?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Gone, Boys Gone. Another one of my favorites from that CD. Another Chris Key song. Well, let's see.
Featuring the Cecil Taylor of Americana music there on the accordion.
Yeah.
Mr. Henry Salvia.
Well, again, a big thank you to everybody coming in. Travis Jones, Chris Key, Peter Tucker, Glenn Houston, the Henry Salvia. Good stuff, guys.
We love
guys.
You, Wesley.
Thank you. Man, back at you guys.
We think of you as the Murray the K of Houston Jones.
I hope you can hear me. We really want to thank KVMR for supporting us through the years and playing our music.
Well,
God bless you guys.
I tell you what, it's one of those things I'm very proud of, is not just us Americana folks are playing you, some other genres and stuff getting in on the fun, too. So keep up the good work.
Thank you,
Wesley.
Okay, why don't you throw your website out there?
www.houstonjones.com. And we're also on Facebook and MySpace and Reverb Nation. And if you type in Houston Jones, I bet you're going to get lots of stuff that comes up.
And I do want to mention this, that one show in Minden, Nevada, because that'd be close enough that people could go, especially get a chance to see Joe Craven with you. That would be next Saturday, March 13th at 7 p.m., the Carson Valley Arts Council Concert Series with Mr. Joe Bob Craven and Houston
and
Jones
tonight,
Band.
Tonight. In Auburn.
Yeah, at the State Theater in Auburn.
That's
and
correct.
You guys are going to be blazing away there.
We will be, two sets.
Okay. Again, thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks,
Wesley.
All right.
Thanks, Wesley.
Oh, boy, what are you going to do? Just kick back and have a smile. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to play something from Dana Hubbard right now. I want to make sure I threw something out there. He's going to be playing at Dave's Cave next Friday in Auburn. I ran into him, met him at the American River Music Festival a couple of years ago now, and just stunned me with his stuff. And let's hear this opening track from the Groundkeeper CD, Woody's Guitar.